often. So I'm not dealing with it again. But this is a very important statement. This is the Lord from whom the whole world has moved out. This is the Lord who bears all the things, a Lord in whom all things reside, the Lord yet who does not reside in everything. Now we come to the 15th chapter. Once again we have a description of the Supreme Lord.
So
there are three. In the Gita's God is of these three statements which I made. The third chapter, God who creates the world by sacrificing himself. That is the first concept of God. Second is this now which you said just now, God who himself is spun out into the world and yet he himself is not there. He bears all the creatures are in him and yet he is not in them. Now we have the 15th chapter. If you remember even about the 9th chapter, Sri Krishna had said that this is the secret of secrets of the nature of the divine. The very title of the 9th chapter is Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga. It is the Raja Vidya, the supreme knowledge. And Raja Guhya, it is supreme secret, secret of secrets. Now these two sentences which I read out to you are this supreme knowledge and the supreme secret. Now similarly, if you come to the 15th chapter and you see the last sentence of the 15th chapter, it is verse number 20. Eti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam maya anaga. Etad buddhva buddhiman syat kritakrityascha bharata. Eti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam. After stating the whole statement of the 15th chapter, he says, O Anagha, he Arjuna, Anagha means a sinless, one who has committed no sin. Anagha, O sinless Arjuna, I have now told you Guhyatamam Shastram. As if the Guhyatama Shastra which was given in the 9th chapter was not enough. Now in the 15th chapter you have further secret revealed about his being. Iti guhyatamam shastram idam uktam. So this chapter goes even beyond the 9th chapter. The secret nature of the Supreme Divine is further revealed in this chapter. In fact, whatever is said in this chapter is implied in all the chapters of the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood unless this chapter is understood explicitly. Because implicitly this chapter is underlying the whole thing. Therefore this chapter, when we have come to the 15th chapter, we have come to the heart as it were. Because this is the Guhyatamam Shastram. Now this is Guhyatamam because not only is the nature of the divine described here, but also the relationship of the divine with the soul, also the relationship of the soul with the divine and divine's relationship with the soul is stated very briefly, and also the secret of bondage and liberation and perfection is very briefly stated. Therefore, the complete answer to Arjuna's question is implied in this chapter. Complete answer. Now, because of this importance, I would like to preface this chapter with a long, long statement. It is the most important chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It is itself called Purushottama Yoga, the Supreme Lord, which is described supremely, but very briefly, so briefly that you will not even notice it. Excepting at one or two points you will feel a little jerk, but otherwise it's so smoothly stated. But when it is very smooth, you should understand there is something very mysterious about it. So, I'll preface this chapter with a long statement. This is concerning the concept of Purusha. In India, the word Purusha is very prevalent. In Indian languages, man is described as Purusha. In its reality, Purusha does not mean man or male power. But the supreme from whom everything emerges. That's the meaning of Purusha. The supreme reality. That is the original meaning of the word Purusha as described in the Veda. The first time that you use the word Purusha, it is in the Veda. Now this Purusha, according to the Veda, is wonderful and mysterious. I have often quoted from the Rig Veda that very important statement of the nature of Purusha. Nanunam asti noshvaha kastadveda yad adbhutam anyasya chittam abhisancharinyam utaditam vinashyati. It says that the reality is neither today nor tomorrow. In other words, reality is eternal. Kastadveda yad adbhutam. But who can know that reality which is adbhuta, which is wonderful? Why is it wonderful? That comes in the next sentence. Although it is he himself, anyasa chittam abhisancharayanyam, it has motion in the other. Now this statement is a mysterious sentence. He himself is other than himself. Although he is the ultimate reality, the only reality, there is no reality other than himself. Yet he is other than himself. Whenever there is a motion, that motion is qualified by consciousness. And that consciousness is other than himself. This is the actual mystery of the idea of Satchidananda.